So that's unfortunate, specifically for anyone who Sen sees as an opponent. But also, I pressed the record button as required.
Oh, right. Hi, welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game, and the rules are very homebrew, and some of them are broken, but they're fun. With me are Crash and Ellie and Eo, and we're doing the Logistics Apprentices, and does anyone want to explain what happened last time?
Other people did some boring, violent things while I was trying to have a perfectly nice dinner with my friend Sancas. He didn't know I was going to have a dinner with him, but that's never stopped me before.
Someone was in the kitchen with Sen, but then they went to the green room, and now they're having a laydown. Meanwhile, Ran has been running back and forth across the dining area because there are fires, metaphorical, I hope, to the north and the south, and every turn, a different fire looks more important.
Sen, do you remember what you were doing?
Well, I scared someone to death and then made sure they were dead, and then the cops showed up, and I put away my lightsaber.
That's about right. You chase someone through the kitchen, and yep, that's about right. And then the cops are right outside that door up to the south that you can't see past because it's closed. You hear them loudly going, hey, what's all this then?
So the cops graduated from the Monty Python School of Police.
Look, if you come in guns blazing, you don't give people a chance to bribe you.
I can bribe them with this perfectly good table. No, stay there. I'll send it to you. That is out of character, even though it was an in-character voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you haven't met the cops coming in yet. Yep, that too. Mental image. And Tuxa, coming down a staircase in slow motion, with Sen and Ran flanking her. See, she accidentally steps on the hem of her dress and begins to fall. She grabs for Ran's and Sen's hands, and together they tumble in slow motion down the stairs.
This would not happen because Ran would just stop and Tuxa from falling. He's done it before.
Oh, I don't know. I could totally see Ran having the slow mo, causing the slow motion tumble. You know, no one's getting hurt. You're just all sort of spinning through space.
I refuse. If anyone's going to tumble, it's going to be one of my opponents or a cacti. But I repeat myself. And it won't be slow motion. It will be very quick and violent, especially for the cactus.
Indeed. In any case, let's see. While I suspect we are going to be falling out of pure combat time, I'm going to keep combat tracker up so I don't get too distracted to know if anyone's been being too quiet. Because if you're being quiet, too quiet, something's going... Well, never mind.
It means we made a stealth check.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Or failed our perception
Sen
check.
Okay. Sen has put away their lightsaber. Next up is an NPC, Sancas, who is fascinatedly eyeing Antuxa, who, as I recall, last made everything go shaky shake, sort of.
Yes. Well, I asked someone very politely to make everything go shaky shake.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. It was wonderful.
But looks like you did it. Which has Sancas doing a certain amount of, so you're the real deal, huh?
That's what they tell me, darling.
Well, if we can get out of here before too many cops show up. Oh, that's right. I can add these suckers to the combat tracker. I think I should. Just as he says that, from outside there are yells that imply that the cops have indeed shown up. And I'll just put the cops into their spots. Oh, that's so sad. You're all so sad and slow. Poor slow cops.
We are once again reminded what outfit Antuxa is wearing for the evening. The one that looks like it is on fire. It's not actually on fire.
It just looks like it's on fire.
But it's the train is not dragging on the ground because there are anti-grav. I believe the correct term that was given was doohickeys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember to think. But those are keeping it slightly off the ground. Uh-huh. And I still think it'd be funny if they kept their relative position to Intuxa so that when Intuxa turns 90 degrees, they go and take a swing at anyone who was behind her.
I mean, they probably do, but it's probably got a little bit of a lag. So they take a swing on the next turn. Sankas goes, and there's the cops. Great. He heaves himself back up into the chair because there's no one with guns currently visible. And I wind up having to fix the science aspects. Okay. Yeah, sure. That one's dead. Skip the dead one. This one, you don't see what he's doing. He's getting arrested. That's what he's doing. That one's also getting arrested. Hi, Ran.
Hello. I'm running out of things I think I can do. But, you know, for now, do I want to rescue Ceiling Chair? Or do I want to... By the way, I named that previous episode Ceiling Chair. Which, people who subscribe to the show will have known it by now. But, that's for future people and people on the Patreon. But in any case, I could try to get Ceiling Chair. But instead, I think I am going to make a beeline towards our concussed friend back there. So, measuring does not allow me to move. In case anyone was wondering, I have learned this. 2, 3, 4, 5. And now I'm upside down, which I'm not changing because that's a new thing with 13. And I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. It changes the direction your character is facing based on which way you've moved last. Which I think is, it's a neat feature if all of your icons look like they're top down. But if it's just a character portrait, it just makes it very funny. And there's nothing else that I can do, so that's all I'm going to do.
Yes, I'm putting some little things to note that one of them is possibly not dead. You just threw a table at him, and someone got severely knocked out. And should possibly be rolling to see if anyone's going to stabilize him. But, you know, the cops are here. They can do that if they feel like it. The life of a mobster is what it is. Okay, you've done your movement. You're now upside down slightly. You've gone off that direction. All right. Next. Under the mental influence of Antuxa, even yet, the blonde... bimbo is not the right word, but it's also not really the wrong word. Gal is sniffling a bit and just sort of sitting there on the floor because reasons. Pardon me, fighting with other hardware. That's blight. Is she doing anything? Nah. Pick this up. Scroll out on this lovely large map so I can see who's doing what. That's arresting someone. That's arresting someone. Arresting.
How many mob cops does it take to arrest a mobster? It takes four. One to count the money, and three to hold them up.
Possibly. Very, very possibly. Antuxa, you may continue a bit of conversation.
It does seem like there's something of a scuffle outside. What direction would you suggest we go if we were to get out of here?
It turns out these egg-shaped pods that you've been sitting in can seal up and then rockets lift them
out
through
the ceiling.
Yes.
Sadly, no. Sandcass sighs.
And I'll form the exquisite outfit.
Thank you, Ellie. I'm just picturing Voltron wearing a fabulous dress. When Voltron summons the magical sword thing, the anime wind in space causes the ripples in the dress that are in a way where it's only like 13 frames, but it repeats over and over again. Looks very majestic.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to create that animation. Just saying.
Indeed. Well, this is a bit of a nuisance. Zencast sighs and goes, cops are going to be at the front and the back, and there aren't a lot of other places to squeeze out of on short notice. Best do we just sit here? And the guy was aiming for me. I mean, he was yelling my name. I'm the victim here.
You certainly are. They showed up and started shooting at you. You had every right to defend yourself.
Hey.
I'll be happy to tell the police that.
I'm not even sure he fired much of a shot. Okay, boys, put away the guns. He will put away the guns. His people will put away their guns. I am going to be extremely concerned about my files. Because that is not the right one. Crash, can you hit pause for a moment? I'm fighting with Foundry.
Right. Are we back? Are we back? Wonderful.
We're back.
I didn't even think I had time to go to craft services, so I've just been standing here the entire time, and my drinks are over there.
And it's said, punchline.
It's true. She did say that.
Sandcast will laugh appreciately. Punchline. Oh, wait, we're on. Antuxa, you have been informed that there are probably no ways out that are not covered by cops. And besides, he's the victim here.
All right. Then I'll keep taking sips of my drink. If we can't leave, and we're not in trouble, then let's have a nice dinner.
I'll make sure something's ordered. I have to get another chair over here. Well, Cassie can sit here, right? Cassie, over sitting... Apparently her name is Cassie, the blonde, sort of sits there and goes, oh.
Dan Cass and Cassie.
I don't need to go home. Yeah, you like the name. The bodyguards are putting their guns away.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. Don't worry about going home just yet. Stay and enjoy the company.
Technically, she gets a will roll. You made it by 6. She failed. So. Okay. I guess if nobody's shooting, then nice to meet you. My name's Cassie.
My name is Antuxa Corvellin. It is a pleasure to meet you.
I'm going to sit here until my legs aren't wobbly, and then I'm going to come over, right, honey? Zancas goes, that's right. Hey, guys, give her a hand up, right? The guards will help her be standing up. Next up is...
All the way at the top of the order.
Sen! There appears to be some cops having a conversation no longer quite as loud as it was with some other voice. They appear to be asking what the other person has been doing that they are hanging around the back door of the Blue Orchid. There are indistinct answers being given, which are, well, indistinct. The kind of indistinct answers that someone who has no good explanation would give when they're trying to explain their way out of it.
As a teacher, I know these explanations.
I think that in this case, the better part of valor is heading back into the main room.
You're just going to leave that corpse for the staff to clean up?
Yep. He's dead. It's not my problem anymore.
You know, every now and then I try to explain these games to other friends of mine. And the most recent time, I'm saying this for the recording because the three of you have heard this before. The friend kept going, yes, but you're Sith. How does any of this work? You're Sith. And this right here, this is how it works.
Sith accountants, to be precise. But, well, yes.
Look, they're dead. They're not going to pay taxes. They're the other surety.
I assume that they're the cops' problem now.
Sen.
For anybody listening, Beth arrived very late, and we started more or less on time. So we didn't get a chance to talk beforehand, and everybody's a little bit distracted.
Details. Aren't we usually?
I'm sorry, what?
Sen comes strolling out through from the kitchen door. Saunter, saunter.
At an angle.
I mean, it's a jaunty angle.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, why am I at an angle? How do
because,
I fix that?
If you
what
hold...
What you do...
If you hold... Now it's not working. I have my character selected. There we go. You have your character selected. Hold shift and press the down arrow. And you'll be right side up.
And if you want it to not happen again, you have to open your configuration, the little gear there, and let's see, where is it? There's a...
In the appearance tab, there's a lock artwork rotation.
That's the one.
Box. Oh, excellent. Thank you.
I refuse to check that. My character will somersault if I go north.
Ran, no.
It's Ran. Ran's usually dancing and occasionally upside down.
Look, I'm just saying, and this is not a canonical role, I made telekinesis self by 11. I can somersault if I want to. I can leave
Cass's
friends,
behind.
Behind. We all get the same call and response.
I'm just saying, I'm a man without a hat.
You got sunglasses, though, apparently.
Deal with it. I had a hat. Someone told me that it was a faux pas to bring it on this particular trip. It's not in
it was
fashion,
pretty...
she said.
Horrible ratty hat.
Yes, I had it broken in. Broken is the key word. I'm acknowledging that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it looked fine.
You're busy being arrested. You're busy trying to explain yourself. And rant.
Okay, I am going to move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm getting closer and closer to the stairs that lead up to the stage where a certain yellow Twi'lek is, they were crawling towards the door and they probably still are, but I imagine that from Rand's perspective, he can't really tell for sure at this particular angle, but he knows that they
were. That's about right. That's about right. Cassie is helped to stand up and starts coming around slowly, which is therefore going to cause her to do a little bit of that. And I'm going to lock her rotation now that I'm here because, well, I don't need her turning somersaults. The cops are busy arresting people. And, well, one of them is anyway. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. From the front door, what is blatantly a cop wanders in and encounters the unconscious thug there who got hit by a table, and there is in fact a table right here, so what do you know? He bends, goes down on one knee and goes, you know, does the, you know, is he dead, etc., and calls over his shoulder, hey, we got an unconscious one over here. I'm just going to throw you into the blue Twi'lek, who was cowering behind the little greeting podium. It's not a podium. Greeting lectern. Scrambles up and throws herself essentially into the poor man's arms. He goes, oof. What's your move? 2, 3, 4. You can just barely see at the door as I lock our work rotation on yet another thing. A dark green Twi'lek fellow who comes in, opens the door, and basically is standing over the unconscious thug with his hands on his hips, looking extremely sigh. Such a sigh.
Can we talk about how his hat has cutouts on the side?
For the Leku, yes.
Can we address that this is a thing that has been done that amuses me highly?
Well, the hat's got to fit somehow, right? If that fits, step on it. No, wait.
If the hat fits, yeah. But this amuses me greatly. However, I don't think that the hat would be able to maintain its structural integrity without science fiction materials being integrated into the hat. Fortunately, this is Star Wars. It's a space hat.
It's probably got little straps. It's got little straps that go under
the little straps.
The spat. Yeah, see? There's little straps.
I just, it's a audio media, and we're looking at visual cues, and I need the audience to understand what we're looking at because spats. It amuses me greatly. Yes, spats are for head, as opposed to the spats that go on shoes. Space spats would also be spats.
Spats. He looks so done. The amount of done that he looks is extremely done.
He looks somewhat envious of the unconscious mobster.
It's not so much envious of the unconscious mobster as it is there's an unconscious mobster here, and this means someone's going to have to file paperwork. And even if he's not the one filing the paperwork, he's the one who's going to have to, you know, deal with the paperwork.
Yes, and the unconscious mobster doesn't have to deal with paperwork. They're unconscious.
Mm-mm.
And later people will be filing paperwork about them, and they won't be trusting the mobster to do the paperwork themselves. So the mobster is just going to get away with, you know, being incarcerated or owing lots of money or having to deal with their mob boss or all three of those things. But it won't be paperwork.
No. Well, let's see. He doesn't have that one. All right. Antuxa.
I continue to have a lovely time with Mr. Sandcats.
He is glad that you and Cassie here don't have any problems with each other. He sometimes worries about, you know, girls.
No, of course not.
Cassie, no, of course not. Zantuxa seems nice to me. She's been real reassuring.
I do my best. Oh, let me scoot back just a bit so you can get through, dear.
Oh, thanks. That will happen on my next go-round. The bodyguards reseat themselves. One, two. Sen! Oh, look, there's a couple of cops down at the other front door there.
Sen is going to continue making their way away from the dead thug. Their work here is done, and they did, in fact, do something.
The thug was like that when Sen got there, and so they left because it wasn't Sen's problem. We're working on our cover story. Sen, the thug was dead when you got there. Some masked vigilante came in and stabbed them with... It was a blue lightsaber, wasn't it? I'm fairly sure it was blue.
Might have been green.
It could have been green. I'm colorblind.
Look, a bunch of thugs came in with guns. Whatever I did was self-defense.
Despite the fact that you were chasing down someone who was fleeing. Yes, self-defense.
It could have come back.
Slash defensive crowd. He might have gone and shot the staff.
Indeed, indeed.
He was heading right for somebody else. Maybe.
Maybe. Possibly. Perhaps. There's no one to say.
Them kill the civilians.
And there's nothing to say that he wasn't raising his gun at you when you stabbed him.
Right.
No one else is there. They'd have to interrogate his ghost, and he probably didn't leave one.
It wasn't so much self-defense as self-retaliation. Any case, Ren doesn't even know a murder took place. Ren highly suspects. Ren highly suspects. Someone ran full tilt into the kitchen and then walked out. Looking much more calm. It is quite possible a murder took place.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Rand's problem.
You people have left me all of these. Yes, there's...
You caused this problem yourself. Mask.
Looking at all the gifts. No, I did not cause the problem with the gifts. You people are the ones who made the gifts. So, Sen, are you doing anything besides walking casually past all of the people who are just sort of... sitting there and doing a certain amount of, is it over, is it over? Okay.
Dear listener, Beth does a lot of work making these maps. They are great maps, and they fit the setting very well. These are all the high points. The downside is, when we are in combat and can only move 5 hexes at a time, it is a very large maps, big map.
Sorry about that.
Not as big as the one where the Bucephalus was just sitting there on one side of the map. And we clicked in drug and it still took 30 seconds for us to get to the other side of the map.
That was fun.
It was fun. I learned I could Tokyo Drift.
Yes, you could
I could change my orientation while I was being dragged across the map, yes. But as, this is why my turns are like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, next. Mm-hmm. Also, is it my turn? Is it still my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. It's okay. Your turn now.
Okay.
I skipped over Sandcast, who's basically not being terribly entertaining at the moment.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am now at the top of the stairs.
Yep. You are, in fact, at the top of the stairs.
Oh, look. Someone is not there.
Whoops.
They are moving at a speed. I am moving at a speed.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. I'm about to publish to Missed Connections. You were a yellow Twi'lek who threatened the life of myself and some future associates. I am ex-military and very upset with you.
Oh, the concussed one is running?
Running is...
Running is not the word.
Yeah, that's why I was...
They are somewhat ambulatory for a limited definition of the word ambulatory.
And about to go out the door that the cops are behind?
Well, there's a reason why some of the GIFs I've been posting have been crawling GIFs.
He is on his way to the door that there are cops right behind.
He's gonna have a worse day. His day started off bad with a chair to the face, and now it's just gonna get... Actually, no, it started off bad with him falling off the stage, oddly.
Mm-hmm.
Butterfingers. Mm-hmm. He rolled a nat one.
I should have stayed where I was and turned invisible to watch.
Alas!
Missed opportunities. It's Rand understands. He was zigzagging back and forth through the very large room. And it's the Mog Cop one.
I could go back.
Send me back. I need to go back. That's going to look great. The cops look over to see Sen walk out of the kitchen, see the cops turn around and go back through the kitchen door. Clearly not dressed like staff. The smell of burnt flesh is coming from the kitchen, which is not always the smell that comes from the kitchen, but sometimes.
Sometimes.
Depends on what's been ordered.
Stop chittering around. Okay. You are making an arrest. You are comforting a sobbing Twi'lek gal. Okay. With a sigh, the green Twi'lek in the police uniform navigates his way around the unconscious thug, around the fallen table. Well, it's not really fallen, it's kind of on its side. He pauses to turn the table right side up. And Tuxa, you can scooch back. Cassidy has gotten past you, and Cassie, rather. And we will just pretend that she's in the love seat there, snugged up with Sandcass.
Okay. I will start hinting, I think, at the artifacts that he has that I would like to take a look at.
Ah,
I'm not going to say anything directly, but
you're a connoisseur, you know, of certain artworks.
Yes,
I can see why. Yeah, savoir-faire high society made by one. Yep. Well, considering that you seem to have, you and your friends have been mighty helpful. Yeah, sounds like a great idea. Cassie, you won't mind if we invite somebody else to dinner. I mean, Cassie. Well, if it's just to dinner, he pats her on the knee. Just business, hon. Just business. You're not business. Oh, good, she goes. Giggle, giggle. Kind of nervous, but you know.
I want there to be a game where somebody is in that role, but instead of giggling, they actually do say giggle, giggle. Because they learned how to be that in that role from reading books. And the books, it said giggle, giggle. Or worse, they learned it from reading fan fiction.
Or comics.
Well, I suppose it's okay if it is just dinner. Giggle, giggle.
Right.
I learned something recently about the Flash Gordon movie, in which Brian Blessed got very much into his part, and they kept asking him to stop saying pew, pew, when laser guns were being fired. But no, he had to add the automatopoeia.
I think I've heard
apparently.
Yeah, Ellie, I think this game the first one to go for it, Ellie.
Ewan McGregor and Ray Park both had that issue on Phantom Menace.
Vroom, vroom.
They were told repeatedly, you have to stop making the lightsaber noises.
Also, in, I think it's Last Jedi, either that or the other one. It's Last Jedi, where the gal who, spoiler, blows a hole in the giant dreadnought via ship-to-ship combat. She's shooting at something, and if you watch very carefully, you can see that she is quietly going pew, pew, pew as she shoots.
Release the cut where their voices aren't muted during those scenes. Release it, you cowards.
Yes. Yes.
I want to see a very serious-looking Jedi going woom, woom with their mouth as they swing their laser sword around. I want to see Han Solo yelling pew, pew as he blows holes in people.
I got reprimanded as a Padawan for going vroom, vroom while I swung my lightsaber around.
Poor Sen.
Oh, I love that this joke has ended up with canon.
Yes. And Tuxa, you have gotten yourself, you've secured an invitation back to his place to look at actual artifacts and not at the etchings. Cassie gets to see the etchings. Do you wish to secure any other concessions from the people in your corner?
Well, it would be nice, but not required, if my friends could come too, just so they could see what I'm looking at.
No problem. I have a feeling you people managed to seriously save a lot of bloodshed. Probably a chunk of it mine, and I'd rather not be shedding any more blood just now.
Indeed.
He sighs.
It really helps that the one person who was killed, the wound was instantly cauterized. No blood was shed at all.
Anything else?
And that's the end of my turn.
Okay.
Yep. I have moved. I have rolled a thing.
There is a sound. Give me a perception roll, Ran, just for grins. Just for grins.
Sometimes I think you make me roll perception this often because you know I have a hard time finding it.
Eventually you'll find it. That doesn't look good.
No, that
missed
was
by one.
That was two sixes and a one. Could have been worse. But
oh yeah, that could have been a six or a five. Yeah. That could have been a six. That could have been a six or a five. Then that would have been hilarious. Okay, Sen. Strolling along. I will skip past the people who aren't doing much of anything useful. Ran.
Oh, me again.
You again.
One, two, three, four, five. Oh, hello there.
You see. Well, first of all, there's the gunman who is looking very much bruised, battered, and like someone threw a chair at him after he was down.
Oh, I should have specified. As I was going up the stairs, I did step around the honest chair.
Yes.
So named the because chair, it's his honest. Chair, honest.
Yeah, that's because the only icon I had for it was a camp bunk.
You could have hand-drawn a chair, like we've done before.
Not very quickly.
Anyway, yes, I do see them, and it looks like I also see someone over there. A grizzled
cop. In a
cop
outfit. Yeah, there's a cop who's looking up, looking around, looking up the stairs, and has a weapon drawn. A pistol.
Well, I'm completely unarmed, therefore I'm not a threat.
One presumes. I'm going to give him a vision roll, too. Let's see how bad that is. Okay, he is dividing his attention between the bright yellow Twi'lek at the top of the stairs, something that is outside of Rand's sight pattern that is apparently like directly in front of the door that the cop came in, and you can't see it, and he does not appear to be waving his blaster at you. He does appear to be covering the rest of the room with it, though. sort of glancing back and forth and ready to swing it at any moment. Any comments? Besides the hello there.
My friend, I don't believe you need to flee in terror. It looks like the cops are here. So, any ruffians are quickly being arrested. Here, let me help you
out. The yellow Twi'lek. Barf.
Ah, well, as I help you up, I will have you facing in this direction. Let's try not to get down the stairs. Come on. You took a serious blow to the head. More than one, I think. So, your feelings are valid. But it's best that you try to remain conscious.
No.
Yes, yes, I understand. I've been there. But it's important for you to remain conscious until you've seen medical attention. Concussions are no lasting matter.
Criff.
Well, they're just doing their duty. They're here to protect you and me. Now, if we could just, find a place for you to sit down and rest while staying awake, this will all be like a bad dream soon enough.
If you work at it and possibly do a semi-subtle telekinesis other role, you can get him sitting up on the top of the stairs. Although, as you are talking, yeah.
I made it by 11. He apparently is very good at situating himself on the stairs. I barely need to do anything.
However, the cop does see you starting this and see this all and finally hear you and go, Hey, you! What are you doing? You with him?
Freeze. No. Not technically with him. I was here with some friends to have a wonderful beverage, and then there was some commotion. I am so glad that you and your associates have shown up.
Yeah, I bet there's a commotion. Who's the killer?
The who now?
The person who put the dead body here.
Oh. Well, this is the first time I've ever seen this particular room in my life, so, I wouldn't know. I was having drinks in the main room with my friends.
Groans the yellow Twi'lek.
This particular individual had a nasty fall down the stairs when it all started. Well, isn't that true?
The cop says, ew.
Yeah. Isn't that true, my friend? You were on the stairs. Well, you were on the stage, and then you fell down the stairs and smacked your head on a chair, if I recall.
He is making noises that suggest that he is not feeling well.
Understandable. He fell down the stairs and hit his head on a chair. With no outside interference from anyone.
The cop still wants you both to hold still, because clearly things are weird.
Well, yes, things are very weird. And Ran has no interest in going further into the room. There's a dead body in there. Ran would like to not be associated with the dead body.
Indeed.
Ran is going to continue to try to assist the yellow Twi'lek.
Mm-hmm. And Tuxi uses resurgence, healing others on her glass. The alcohol regenerates. Not sure that's how that works.
Pretty sure that is definitely not how that works, considering what alcohol technically is. For the listeners at home who do not know, if I remember correctly, it's bacteria poop.
I'm not drinking that, so that's that's fine. Bump to Cassie. Cassie is just sort of chattering a bit nervously about how scary that all was, and et cetera, et cetera. Cup. This cup. With a little bit of shuffling around. Okay, can't I move you? First of all, let's put you into... How did you fall out of the... Fine, I will put you back in there. Make you roll. There. I don't care if it's your... All right, I see. I can't move anybody if it's not their turn. Fascinating. Okay. The cop... Another cop comes in, Ran can see, dragging a Deveronian kind of scrawny fellow along behind, who is going to also get his dadgum token to stop dadgum somersaulting.
I love how they're different characters, but both the Deveronian and the grizzled cop icon have their heads at the same angle. So it looks like they're all turning their heads slightly at the same puzzling thing that's taking place.
Mm-hmm. The thing is that there's a corpse.
That's not wrong. That's truly not wrong.
I mean, they'll make the same expression when they see ceiling chair.
This is also probably not wrong, honestly.
I feel like ceiling chair is less puzzling and more baffling.
A little this, a little that. 1,
Yes, a young lady put it up there. I believe she said her name was Mikola. Said that at least one chair had to be on the floor for her to sit. We tried to convince her that the floor was this way, but she wasn't having it.
The cop that was talking to you goes to the base of the stairs and says, okay, hands up and keep them where I can see them. We're going to go back over there on the stage.
With all due respect, I wish to comply. However, be aware that when I take my hands off this Twi'lek here, he's likely going to fall over. And he is at the top of another set of stairs. All this happened when he fell down the first set.
Okay, lean him up against the door there.
Okay, here we go. Easy there. Remember, stay awake. You've had a nasty blow to the head.
Can you hear?
Groaning is good. Groaning means still conscious. Okay, that's good. Wonderful. All right. Now, I am going to slowly stand up and keep my hands where you can see them, not making any sudden motions.
Good. Glad you know the drill.
Well, you have a blaster, and I don't. Also, you are the recognized authority here, and I'm not.
Glad you know the drill. Right. Next cop. Scroll.
Also, what Rand is not saying is that he could compress them into a cube, so he's going to humor them.
Uh-huh.
Like when a small child runs over and points their finger at you and goes, bang, bang, and you go, ah, oh, you got me.
Two, three. All right. Slowly strolling, the green Twi'lek police fellow, having righted the table, walks past it a bit, looks around at all the chaos and goes, all right. Turns around. Hey, Sandcats, what's going on? I got shot at. That's what's going on. Who shot at you? I think it was Zafani. Who paid Zafani to shoot at you? Well, how the crip should I know? Maybe he said it. He's got a loud mouth. I don't know. He didn't. He just said that I was a rat. I haven't been talking to you. Have I been talking to you? No, Sandcast, you have not been talking to me. You've been talking to some other cop. Why should I talk to any other cops? Ugh. Who you got with you there? When you go, great, more girls. You got two girls this time? I will now cut to Antuxa.
Could we perhaps not have this conversation shouting across a crowded restaurant?
Yeah, you got a point. He will start.
Which one said that?
The green one.
I do appreciate being left in this conversation.
People do like to feel included.
Mm-hmm.
But also I realize that by adding my voice to this conversation, I'm continuing the problem that you asked to be remedied. However, there is a member of law enforcement here with a blaster, so forgive me for not coming over and joining you at this moment.
Incidentally, while you're taking your time to walk over here, what do you say we all take five?
Good idea. After all, we have been playing for about an hour. Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to shift to non-combat
time.
But I'm still going to keep the combat tracker up so that I can keep track of what people are doing. Otherwise, my brains are not going to be too great.
We continue at the precinct. Additional 20 cops are added to the initiative tracker.
No!
And cop 13 is doing paperwork. Cop 14 is eating a space donut or sponut. Cop 37, where are you? Wait, that's cop 54. Never mind. I'm going to hit pause now. So, anyway, officer, that's when someone out there said punchline. No, I don't get it either.
Places, everyone. Let's see, I think we left Antuxa suggesting take a break.
After which we could do a short time skip to have everyone walk all the way across the map.
Yeah, pretty much. Sen, what are you doing? You can move around freely. We are out of combat time. Everyone is sort of sitting around and having hysterics or not as desired.
Oh, look, Rand's up there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of you care, but the singer who got shoved off the stage is basically just sitting and crying sadly and holding her arm.
Oh, it's she? Okay, fine.
Sen will come over
and sit down next to her.
You have a sad human singer who is sitting there unhappily clutching at her arm, which appears, well, it's not, she's the way she's holding it, she's probably fractured it at least.
Right.
Is it over?
It's over now.
Okay.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Yes, the worst is over.
I think I need a doctor. It hurts.
Yeah, here it is. You know what? I bet that all of those cops know how to get hold of a doctor. Come on.
Okay. You can help her up and take her places.
Sen will head towards the cops.
There's cops that are closer you could head towards. Over there by the dead body. That you've never seen before.
I haven't seen those cops. And I don't really want to see those cops. I am going to, I can't move her, but I am going to head off towards these cops.
Okay. I will drag her along. I'm going to drag this cop over here because, well.
Hey,
on the table.
She got shoved off the stage when the people with guns showed up. She needs a doctor. I don't know how emergency services handle stuff on this planet, but do ambulances come? Can we call one?
Call
a doctor?
Let's get a Stregus chair over for her, would you? Actually, hope Co would. Oh no, it's your chairs. He will pull out one of those so that you can be a good Samaritan and put a poor, unhappy singer into a chair there. And I'll plonk her there. Swapping on to what other people are doing. Let me just hit through. Sandcass and the green Twi'lek fellow are making comments at each other about, no, Sandcass is a perfectly legit businessman in this place. He is just here with his girlfriend, Cassie here. Ain't your usual girl. I'm just here with my girlfriend, Cassie. Okay, great. Looks like you got two girls. This one's not my girlfriend. She's just a girl and I think we could maybe friends, but not girlfriends. This is my girlfriend.
Oh my gosh, it's middle school all over again.
It sounds like a couple of tough guys doing middle school, yes. Where one of them is trying to claim that there are two girlfriends here, and the other would like his actual girlfriend to not be jealous of the one who is not his girlfriend.
These are the kind of conversations that make sure I don't chaperone the dances.
But what I am, darling, is delighted to meet you.
Right. Charmed, I'm sure. So, you're not a Deveronian, are you?
I don't believe so. If I am, nobody told me.
You don't see many of the girls around, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Understandable.
Okay. I won't try to speak Deveronian to you.
I'm very sorry, dear. I'm from very far away from here. If I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
I'd say try me, but then you'd probably tell me that you were from, I don't know, Hoth or something.
My goodness, no. Who would want to deal with the chill?
Not me.
And not me.
Good. Good to hear. I'm going to skip to... Ran, you have been bid to either come down or back up onto the stage and drag your friend with you so that the cop can come onto the stage and be able to look around.
Oh, certainly. Come on, here we go. Nice and easy. Remember, let's not make any sudden movements. We don't want to make our new friends, the police, angry at us or startled in any way. They have a lot of pressures right now.
The cop comes out onto the stage and looks around and calls, "Hey, boss, I think it's Stefani and some human." This producer's looking over, obviously.
Oh, they know
what the
you. We had actually gotten to the point where we were exchanging names before the whole commotion went down. First I saw he was falling downstairs.
The green Twi'lek, whom you can now see, who is standing over by the table, is doing the looking up and going, "I don't know who the human is. You, Sandcast, you know who the human is?" Gesture, and he, Sandcast gestures at Antuxa. "I think he might be with my new, not a girlfriend, friend." Look, stop trying to make my girlfriend jealous, would you? Why? They're off again, slightly snarkily. Antuxa, you can reply as desired.
For the record, I'm...
Oh, that's Ran. Indeed, that's Ran. He's my certified private accountant. The other one is Sen. They were escorting that singer. I don't know what happened there.
Sen waves and says, "Should I come over now?"
If you like. You're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I don't think I have the utensils to eat my food anymore.
What is troubling? Could we get Sen a replacement, please?
Sen says, "Yeah, no problem. Just as soon as the wait staff stops panicking and comes back. Might take a moment. Sorry about that."
Well, that's what I get for throwing my knife at a gunman.
"You threw your knife at a gunman?" says the green Twi'lek.
"They really are quite something. And you should see them do the paperwork."
"What was I supposed to do? I don't have a gun."
Sandcast says, "Oh, by the way, this is the police commissioner who has decided to grace us with his presence. This is Gil-Loeb. Gil-Loeb, this is my friend Antuxa and her friends."
Ram will wave with one hand while holding the other guy up with the other hand. Zafani, that name. It sounds like it's space Italian.
Wasn't Italian.
That was not in character. I don't believe space Italian is canonical to the Star Wars universe. It'd be great if it was.
Who knows? Too late. If you use the voice, I may take it as...
Ellie's right. It's where you get spizza.
Yep.
All the best spizza places have the chef speaking Spitalian.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's from, you know, the planet's, you know, no, I'm not going to do that one. space.
The
space
planet
Italian.
Romulus?
No. The planet Ravioli? No.
Utini. It's amazing how we ever get the plot to move forward with all these side passages we take. Meanwhile, in...
That's why I put them in the chat.
Yes. And then we...
And then what? You read them anyway.
That's because they're funny. But I'm going to be good about that one because that joke is very, middle schoolish to me.
Yes.
So I cannot.
Well, there's some middle school conversation happening right now between
they
your
are
NPCs
trying to be,
specifically.
Yeah, they're trying to be middle school tough guys, but the conversation is very clearly that Police Commissioner Gil-Loeb wants Sandcast to have trouble with his girlfriend and feels like harassing him about it, which
That's
is,
not very kind
you know.
At all.
No, well, one gets the impression that this is the sort of petty thing that he thinks he can get Sandcast on.
I didn't know getting your girlfriend angry at you was a crime here.
Well, alas, Ran, your friend there is getting fingered, so to speak, as the guy who was... He's been tattled on. He was the one who shot first. And then... Somebody apparently threw a chair at him and it knocked him off onto the stairs. And now he's apparently got a concussion. Is that the way that things happen entirely? Yeah, well, witness.
That's the way people are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it all happened so fast.
It did. It really did. Second by second.
What I do know is that even though it all happened so fast, it seemed like it took hours and hours for it to resolve.
Time works that way. It just sort of compresses weirdly.
It's Bran almost as if there were so many people in the combat tracker.
So many. That's true. I'll remove some people from the combat tracker.
Each person gets removed. It's like, I'm free! I'm free!
Well, that one's removed because they're unconscious. You are permitted, Ran, to go where you will.
Well, it sounds like Stefani has his work cut out for him, but I'm fairly certain that the cops won't just let him die because that would be kind. So I'm going to go over to hang out with my new and current friends. Yeah.
Zoom.
Is the long slug thrower still there on the ground?
Yes. Although, eventually a cop will come and pick it up.
I didn't do this on the map, but I do take a detour to pick up my drinks. So now I have a drink in each hand as I'm over here at the table talking to everyone else. Look, I paid for them.
Cops are coming in and moving about and taking statements. As you are all going about, the Twi'lek gal is composing herself. Staff are moving around, helping tidy up, asking people if they are going to be staying and they can refresh the food. More cops are coming in through the back door. I'm also going to drag these two out. Yes,
a single cop car pulls up. 20 cops jump out. They are all dressed like clowns.
Well, you never know. There. The servers are going around. More cops are coming around. A doctor will come and see to the singer, etc.
Good.
Yes. There's a cop who comes over after a bit and says, "Sir, there's a dead body back there. Looks like someone shot it with some kind of laser blaster." Laser blaster? Yeah, it's not as, you know, it's not as messy as a regular blaster. It's a blaster. We'll find out when the autopsy happens. You know what happened, Sandcast? Sandcast, do I look like I was in the back room? And you people know what happened?
Then shrugs.
First I knew of anything, I was walking through that door at the back of the stage. Actually, from my point of view, I don't think... No, I did not see the body.
Nope, you did not.
Rand has an appropriated memory because so many people have been talking about it.
I will end the combat. Empty the combat tracker.
Good news, everyone. We're out of combat.
Yeah.
Now, bad news, tradition I don't states, have... we will all talk over one member of the party, not letting him get a word in edgewise.
Fine. I'll put you all back in a combat tracker. There. That works.
But now it's a much abbreviated combat tracker with only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people, some of whom are not going to have a lot to contribute to the conversation.
Indeed. And I'm not going to go click. I am not going to tell it to begin combat. I'm just going to put you in the combat tracker and I'll keep track. Sen, you get to make any further comments after the shrug, if you care to.
Sen does not really care to.
Okay. Bran, are you going to say anything to incriminate yourself to the cops?
I've already given my statement.
And Tuxa, the brains of this operation.
Well, Commissioner Gilloa, it sounds like you do have something that you need to go deal with. And I'm afraid we just don't have any more information for you. We're not the people you're looking for. You can go about your business.
Ram will sip his MRE. Because that's what we called the drink that he has.
That's right. Yes.
I imagine
they have
every
a lot
time,
of them.
Yeah, every time he takes a sip from the MRE, he's reminded why he doesn't drink alcohol usually. And then he takes a sip of the water. But every now and then he forgets which glass is which.
I mean, it's... They have a lot of MREs. There's the margarita ready to enjoy. There's the... mojito ready to enjoy? Mojito?
Mimosa ready to enjoy.
Yep, mimosa ready
Martini
to enjoy.
Martini ready to enjoy?
Martini ready to, yeah.
The
MRE several of them.
Ready to enjoy?
Well, that's what they call them, MREs.
Yes, but
the Manhattan
one,
ready to enjoy, which nobody knows what it's named after.
It's named after a person who makes head coverings, of course. A guy. You know, Manhattan.
I thought it'd be Manhaberdasher.
That too.
Anyway.
He tries to resist your mind tricks and finally goes, yeah, I am just too busy for this. Another time, Sandcastle, send somebody take a statement some other time when you're not busy with two girls.
You can move along, sir.
He does. He goes over to talk to assorted people, including, I'm going to drag him across the place to go talk to these people. You hear him say, hey, Mick, start singing. Okay. Go, Sin.
And took the, so sorry to have left you to deal with all this.
But no trouble at all. I'm having a delightful time.
Had to check for more gunmen.
Understood. One can never be too careful.
You find any? Ask Sandcast.
Sen tweaks their brow at him.
You find any other gunmen?
Both of these are Twi'leks, so I'm imagining Sen being tempted to say something where the rest of us will have no clue.
Yeah, well, my Leku are in view of the
rest of the room, and there are a few other Twi'leks around.
Well, they're
all... Yeah, including the police commissioner.
You're facing away from them.
My Leku are not.
Oh, that's right. Your Leku normally T-pose.
No. No, I don't think so. There's no T-pose on Leku.
Okay, that might be the episode title this time around.
I'm facing Sandcast. My Leku are therefore facing the rest of the room. Anyway, Leku aside.
I'm sure I did it.
Well, I'm going to have to figure out who sent Zafani after me. Because that guy wouldn't have done that just for free. He would have done it for cheap, but not free.
Well. We were hoping to talk to you, but not under these circumstances.
Can't imagine you want to talk to me under these circumstances. Place crawling with the cops and...
Yeah, I don't think anyone usually wants to talk under those circumstances.
Well,
if you hadn't
why don't we go see these artifacts of yours? And perhaps it's someplace a little more private, where there won't be quite so many prying ears.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Just wish I know who paid him calling. I haven't ratted on anybody. Somebody pay him to try to make trouble between me and the Berichty people? Berichty boss? That made no sense.
Oh, that reminds me.
Huh?
There's an old building that I visited earlier today.
Yeah, earlier today.
Earlier today. And I found the most interesting things there. But one of the interesting things that I found that, well, in fact, I'm surprised these fellows aren't there now. Someone intends to blow it up. Quite a bit of explosive hidden around the place.
Ain't me.
Not that it needs any encouragement.
Which building would this be?
I'm sorry?
Don't remind me.
Then, who crit failed a perception roll, apparently because they went partway through the floor. Sandcast looks kind of perplexed. He's clearly thinking about, I haven't ordered any place blown up. What kind of stuff you find in it besides explosives? Think it's one of my places?
Well, I wouldn't know. It was gated off, but the gates weren't particularly a hindrance.
I can think of about five places that fit that description.
Let's see. Well, we...
Rand pulls up the address.
I have been...
Kind of a fancy magic show. Sorry.
Indeed. I have been directed there by a connoisseur of the, of stage magic, who indicated that there was something there I might like to see. And it turned out to be a statue... Of
covered in mirrors.
Why, yes.
Ancient Togruta demon.
Yes, said to come out of some mirror.
Well, it didn't. Yeah, I might think about blowing that place up. You say somebody's already going to do it?
Indeed. It was the, what were their names again? Starts with a B. It brought it to mind. I seem Berekti, to recall they had... Berekti, yes. I seem to recall they had something to do with that.
Yeah, well, they're the ones who got blamed for blowing it up the first time when that got it all abandoned and stuff. Because, well, you know, reasons. Politics.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I guess... I don't care about the building. I care about catching that Ebony Veil guy. He made me look bad in front of Boss Berekti there.
Now, Ransen, that's not the first time we've heard that name either, is it?
No. The player's totally blanking on the name. It's been months. But Ran knows. That's not the first time we've heard that
Ebony name. Ebony Veil is the guy in the mask who orchestrated the whole...
Ah, yes.
Ritual thing.
Yep, Hurston.
Well, thank God I've done a little bit more than that, but that's not a conversation to have here.
Indeed.
We can talk about Tuxedo Mask later. He didn't seem to do anything.
Yeah, the ritual didn't do anything.
That's what we want to talk to you about.
Shall we go somewhere where there are fewer enforcers of the state? And
if you can... Yeah, let's give
make
it a
shot. Path?
It's okay, I'll have one of my guys go up. He gestures to one of the bodyguards, and I'm going to switch to Theater of the Mind, who will, in fact, go and head out. And despite the cops wanting to complain, it's like, you know where to find me. You can call me up. I will give a statement. I was the one being shot at, etc. You can make your escape. I do not have.
You don't need to see our identification.
Ren will still pay his tab.
They do not need to see your identification. You made
and yes,
your mind
of course, we're paying for the meals.
Yes. You do get an offer from the clearly shaken Twi'lek gal to, you know, she can have something boxed up that they can you can take with you, and if not, then you know, the next time you come in, it'll be on the house, because, et cetera.
Sen, I know you didn't get to finish your meal.
It's fine, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Ain't your fault right. Someone came in with a gun.
This place is supposed to be safe. I pay people off. Sankas does pause to pat her on the shoulder and say it's not her fault that a freelancer got stupid, et cetera. They're friends. But, you know, not friends. Yeah.
Not this again.
No, that's just that's just the GM.
Yes. Like I said, this is the kind of conversation that prevents me from ever chaperoning any of our school dances.
Mm-hmm.
It's I've seen them. It's all the kids hanging out in their individual corners. You'd think that a gym only has four corners. No, they make additional ones. To stand
less
awkwardly.
Kids for you. Uh-huh.
I don't need that.
Since, amazingly enough, I do not have a map drawn up for Sandcast's place, he has a nice, it's actually... He owns the apartment building. You get the, you know, he's got the penthouse suite, and a lot of his bodyguards apparently also have quarters there or offices. So they peel off after a bit and let the the five of you head up. Hello, Percy.
I heard that sneeze.
I'm glad you heard that sneeze, because it was certainly a magnificent sneeze. Snurp, snurp, snurp.
Bless you. Bless you, little one.
Cat. Don't mind me. I'm just sort of... What are you... Oh. He doesn't want to be fed. He wants to come sit next to me and be petted. And make horrible noises. Okay.
As one does.
So, as one does. Cassie is allergic to perfume clouds someone left behind in the elevator. Apparently, although she would never be caught dead making these horrible noises, but possibly the sneezes. You go to the place. It's a nice location. He has a good bar. He will offer drinks to everyone. He has some droids around to assist with, you know, serving people drinks and, you know, the little astromechs that are fitted with the trays and whatnot. And do the, you know, sit down. There's all kinds of stuff around. And Tuxa, this place is, well, it's about like you heard from the various people who have told you about Sandcast. He is, connoisseur would not quite be the right word. Collector would be, of occult things. You know, the various religions of at least a dozen different species, and, you know, split that into religious groups of, you know, 6 or 7, etc. Ah, symbolism, culture. What would you like to know? You made that by 1.
And an occultism by 3.
Occultism by 3. He does not have a functioning occultism skill. He probably knows a lot about myths as well as things that aren't so mythological. He's clearly fascinated by this stuff. You can get him talking and he will, my occultism is in the shop. He knows a lot about each of the pieces. He's researched them. Some of them even have nicely, you know, typed up little cards to display in front of them, or tiny little holo things you can scroll through to read about their mythological and or historical value and background, that kind of thing. So he's got a lot of stuff, but he has no idea what works and what doesn't work. Most of it appears to be concentrated around luck charm type stuff. You know, good luck, protection, right. Blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. And he will tell you about the Terran, you know, Lucky Gizka foot tradition. And you get the idea. Detecting disturbances. Some of his stuff has a little bit of, you know, someone might have imbued that as an artifact. Some of it, no, it looks nice. It looks like a very authentic looking replication of an ancient holocron type thing from a completely different tradition. It's a very good replica. It's not a holocron. Made it by 4. There is the faintest. It's like when you did that with Hurston. Hurston had a slight weird disturbance just coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
And something as if there was a force connection going on. You're getting the same read off of Sandcast, and I assume that you were looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting the same read. There's a force connection leading somewhere.
That tracks.
Also, Sandcast does have a bandage over his thumb.
As expected. Well, at the moment, I'm just letting him lead me around.
He will be happy to show you all of his goodies, and if you happen to drop any comments about what you know about them historically or whatnot, he is delighted to chat with them. This is his extreme, what's the right word? Extreme special interest? No, it's worse than that. He seems to be under the impression that all the mystic traditions must be real. Every single one of them, including the one by a weird little amphibious people who believed that the bubbles that happened when one of their pets passed gas underwater could be read to determine the future in the way that they went up through the water and bubbled onto the surface. And he's got a little aquarium with some small versions of the animal there.
That is not stranger than existing Earth divination tradition.
It is not, but it is certainly one that Antuxa would find to be a bit
out there.
It's rather unlikely that people who were not already seers would get any benefit from this. There is certainly nothing special in the Force about the little creature that is puttering around and occasionally passing gas out the rear end that makes bubbles. There is, however,
Hold my tongue.
Yes. There is a little thing there that will display a computerized interpretation of what the bubble patterns mean. A lot of them seem to mean that it is a time of plenty and the crops will be good, which is probably because if you feed them enough, they pass a lot of gas.
Indeed.
So, Sen, Ran, while Antuxa is schmoozing, possibly with Cassie on San Cass's other arm, do you have anything you're planning to do, or are you just letting Antuxa schmooze while you have a drink?
And it's a water. I'm on the clock.
You can get various flavored waters. There's fruit water. Regular. There's plain, basil water.
Plain filtered water.
No fizzy?
No fizzy.
No fizzy.
I'm going to try to find something that would be interesting to poke.
Define interesting.
Not furniture.
Probably a good idea.
Not one of the security guards either, probably.
No.
They peeled off. They are letting their boss have his privacy. They gave you some slightly dirty looks as they did so with the, you know, if you kill our employer, then we will be extremely wroth about losing our jobs.
Oh, poke sandcast.
Oh, I didn't register that the security guards left. I should have gone with them. Oh, well.
I mean, if you want to have done so, you can. If you all kept to guard and to stick around to guard Antuxa, then they would have let you.
I will not retroactively go try to chat with the quote other unquote bodyguards.
Okay.
I mostly mean anything Antuxa takes an actual interest in, or I doubt there's weaponry on display or anything, but anything here that looks like it might have a history that I could touch without there being a problem.
There's a bowl that is filled with water that has some special salt sprinkled in it, and supposedly if you wash your fingers in it, then it brings good luck. And that one is very easy to touch and is actually one of the things that may have it's got a very faint fading luck. Isn't quite the right word. It's something that maybe if you were staring into it enough, you could get an assist with being a seer, maybe. It feels like a bowl of visions, not a bowl of luck, but it has passed through many hands.
Alas, it doesn't tell us much about anything that's been going on.
Actually, made it by two. That's most recent things. There is something a bit weird about the water, but you can't really pick out what, because you only made it by two.
I bet I know what, though. I bet he washed finger in it after he cut his finger.
Very probable. You can play with it more if you want.
I'm not the one with occultism.
There is that. You can stare at it thoughtfully if you want, or try to get Antuxa's attention. Antuxa, What you're getting from Sandcast is that Sandcast has absolutely no discrimination in truth versus anything. Made perception by two. What are you perceiving?
Sen's focus.
Sen is apparently staring at the bowl and then glancing over at you and staring at the bowl, I assume. Occultism, made by four. Okay, what are you occulting here?
Bowl.
The bowl looks appropriately old. It's made out of glass. It has various... It looks like it was created by someone who had molded a, heated a glass bar and sort of coiled it around, you know, not just in a simple spiral, but in various occult patterns of some kind or other. You would not at all be surprised if you learned that it was made by a species that looked like, you know, snakes or long lizards or something, because it has that kind of weird feel to it. It has a few little chips here and there. It is possibly one of the things that had just the faintest resonance of disturbance to it.
Interesting. I will ask Sandcast to tell me more about the bowl.
Oh, bowl, yeah. Okay, it's supposed to be good luck. You put in the special salts that come from a... It's got salt all over the planet. I forget what the name is. The GM forgets. You know,
planet there's Himalaya.
Planet, though, that... yes.
The salt is specifically pink.
Yes.
Great.
Yep.
The planet with salts all over it. Crate.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you have crate salts, especially the slightly pink ones, but it doesn't dissolve with much color. If it does dissolve with a lot of color, then you got to scrub the whole bowl out. And you're supposed to wash your hands in it for good luck. And, you know, he's pretty sure that you can get some good luck off this thing, because whenever he forgets to do it, you know, something bad happens. I mean, not all the time, but enough of the time. It probably helps a little. I mean, he washed his fingers in it before he left this morning, and you people came along and saved him from getting shot, apparently.
He has a wound on his thumb, and he washed it in salt.
It stung.
This guy's metal. Or the apartment's heavily soundproofed. Or everyone knows what he did.
Well, you'd have to ask the bodyguards now, wouldn't you?
No, they would be professional and not tell. Probably.
True. And, you know, he's got some other stuff that suggests that, you know, maybe instead of hand washing, it was supposed to be you dip your fingers in and you draw markings on your face or something. He's not really sure about that. He tried it. It just kind of made his face wet. It doesn't seem to have done anything about the luck. He can go on. He'll tell you who made it, et cetera, et cetera.
Pardon my getting to the point, but you washed your finger in this after you did the ritual?
Yeah, it stung. Salt's good for wounds. It cleans them out.
It left some kind of trace.
Blood?
Not blood.
I can't remember if I ditched the water. Sorry about that. The salt ought to keep it pretty clean, though.
No.
We need a spiritual autoclave.
And Tux is not the only one here who knows a few things, even if she's the best at it.
Oh, mighty glad I met you people.
Something, glad we met you.
Something wrong with the water?
We think that ritual you did didn't just not work so much as might have been poison to begin with.
Don't think I've got any poison. Haven't felt bad. I haven't dumped it enough. It's just a little wound. I haven't dumped any coal tow on it yet.
Should explain it better than me.
He blinks over at Antuxa and shrug.
Let me take a look, dear.
Sure. He will hold out his hand.
I will carefully unwrap the bandage.
There's a little wound that... Okay, it's just a little cut. Yeah, he kind of sliced his thumb. Not deeply, but there's a fairly long... gash there that has not been healing well, and the scar looks the scab on it looks kind of, you're not really sure, but refractive, glittery. It catches the light weird.
Sam, darling, would you get a photograph of this?
Yeah. If you don't mind.
He doesn't mind, and we'll let you take, he shrugs and holds it out. It's just a scratch.
I'm afraid it's a bit more than that, dear. Let me see what I can do for you to at least make it hurt a little less.
Made by four. It stings, obviously. He goes, "Iss." Pause. Okay. Okay, yes. Oh, hey, it's sealed over. You sure that's safe?
Oh, yes.
That's that's a good trick. It's doing the same thing that Hurston's scar did. Yeah. It's shiny and even a bit reflective itself. It's like it catches with the iridescence of oil along the scar.
The other one was beginning to blacken a little bit, wasn't it, and to get veiny.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen what I need to see for now. I will let you and Cassie have the night to yourselves, but here is my comm code.
Of course.
If you start seeing that cut do anything out of the ordinary, do give me a call and let me know.
There's
something going on here, and I'm pretty sure it has something to do with that ebony veil.
Yeah, I got my people trying to figure out where Ebony Vale is.
Oh, if you find something out, please do let me know. I would be ever so eager to meet them.
After you're done meeting them, if there's anything left, I'd like to meet them too. Here's my private comm too. You need any help?
Ask about the... Sorry.
Hmm?
Oh, no. By all means.
We did originally show up looking for a specific thing.
True. And I should ask about that.
If I've got something that you all need, I think you saved my life back there. At the very least, you saved a lot of people, because Zafani is not subtle.
Indeed.
He would have shot up a lot of the place, and...
Well...
He had a real good line on me. What can I get you?
Yeah, and she goes over and gestures to the not holocron.
Hmm?
We are looking for a device somewhat like this. And I'll describe what I know about it.
Mm-hmm. You don't know that much. It's, in fact, the possibility of it being a holocron is possibly something of an assumption.
Yeah.
He's thinking. Might have been... I've heard about these things, and I'm trying to get more, and I haven't seen any of these coming in. Only thing that I've heard about is I had some people at the auction a while back, and somebody else got the mirror. Somebody in a shiny mask. And that's what Ebony Vale looked like in the holo. Shiny mask. So, the mirror wasn't there. I thought it was, like, maybe... He broke it up and put it all over the statue or something, but the mirror wasn't there. Maybe he still got it. Maybe it's real. Maybe that's where he got the whole demon idea.
Fascinating.
I'll have my people keep an eye on this thing, or... I don't know. Maybe it has secret compartments in it or something.
It could be.
My guy didn't get any... He didn't think it was that interesting. He thought it was bogus. I wouldn't have thought it was bogus. I would have liked the thing. But it was supposed to be from a... Well, Ebony Vale got it first.
Well, then, I must redouble my efforts to meet this Ebony Vale.
If I get any leads, I'll call you.
Thank you very much.
And...
Was there anything else? Sam? Ren? It's been such a long night. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything.
You said that the effect of the ritual was something like a draining. We should probably find the other participants.
Indeed.
I can get you an introduction to Brechty, and I don't think he's too mad at me that the thing was bogus. He's a good guy. I'm glad we stopped fighting each other. Don't know about if I can get you the others. They were, well, there's Boss Bampa, and there was a human. Two humans. Bampa and the other guy. Well, no, well, wait, three, I think.
Why did everyone come out for that?
Well, I came out because
everyone else came out for it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I came out because it was real mysterious, and it was this thing that had been, you know, okay, they said he was just a stage magician, the guy who had the mirror, but what if it wasn't? What if it was real? It seemed interesting. So I came out there because I wanted to find out. And Brechty, he came out there because I asked him to come along because, I mean, if it was real, then he deserved to be in on it. And if it wasn't real, then, well, at least we'd, you know, be able to laugh about it. And Banpa, I think he was there because, well, if it was real, then he kind of needs it. He's new. He only just took over his gang. The other two humans, I'm not sure about. One of them was trying to conceal his face with, you know, big old sensor visor goggle glasses things. So, I don't know. Maybe Brechty recognized them. Humans, they all look kind of alike. They're all, you know, really narrow range of colors. No offense, sir, he says to Ran. But you're all like a narrow range of colors, and you've got the head fur, and that kind of helps, but you don't have any patterns. You don't have any leku. You can't, you know, you all kind of look alike. I'll see if I can get the names for you.
I do appreciate it.
I'll get you meeting with Brechty as soon as I can.
Don't worry. I feel the same way.
Yeah, you've got... You, I'd probably be able to tell apart. I mean, unless everyone has exactly the same, you know, eyebrow bits there.
Oh, I do try.
Like the jewelry. Good taste.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Anyway, we'll lead you to your knight, I think. And we'll give you a call if we think of anything else, or if we find anything that you might be interested in.
Much appreciated. I'll do the same. Have a good evening, y'all.
And you.
The goodbyes are given, etc.
After we leave, then turns to Antuxa. So I get the feeling that we might have to put on a show.
Indeed.
I am not leveling up my acting for anyone. Sorry. I'm perfectly and content.
More of a show than I've already been putting on.
The entire criminal underworld here is mad for force stuff. And we need to draw out this Ebony Veil person.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't we sleep on it and think about what our plans are going to be? And then in the morning, we can figure out how to, what is the saying, blow the roof off the place.
Isn't that scheduled to happen tonight?
That place didn't have a roof, darling.
It did. It was just part of the floor.
There was a little bit of roof left in some of the rooms.
Well, I, for one, could use a bath, another drink, and a comfortable bed. What do you say we go back to the hotel and... Well... Get rest, however we prefer.
That sounds like a great idea.
I'll call a taxi.
And you all fly off into the night.
Only 7 yards to the hotel.
Well, it's probably by a, you know, factor of something. There, now you're all rotated back. And on that note, we shall leave you going to your beds and snoozing and possibly not even waking up when there's a large explosion back over at the warehouse at the Nizan Docks. So, I think we'll call it
Empire Military. If you can't sleep through an explosion, you're not going to get any sleep at all.
This is true.
And I have earplugs in.
I was a Padawan during the war.
Yep. You're all sleeping, aren't you? This explosion does not concern you. You do not have a sense of killing intent or danger sense going off. You all roll, you know, you just sort of roll over and back to sleep.
We have white noise machines that we play that are just playing additional explosions and gunfire.
Detecting disturbance. Antuxa, you have a sense as if a whole bunch of walls were crying out in despair and then suddenly crumbled.
And the despair was, oh no, not again. Seriously,
pretty
again?
Much. Crunch, crumble, the faraway sound of sirens very far away. You know, the usual.
And is it a divine or an infernal disturbance?
You think it's mundane. You think it's corporeal.
Is this something that only in nomine people are going to get?
Yes.
That makes it better. I'm just glad that I knew that it was an nomine reference.
Good night, everyone. I've been with Crash and Ellie and Eo. And does anyone want to plug anything? Eo, you should do the plugging for me because I have Dickens stomping around on my chest.
The bathtub. Well, I am told that Eo's mom writes hollow novels.
Oh, I wish.
I'll write regular novels.
I mean, they are e-books. They are electronic, so I've not... I do have one that you can get from that's a print-on-demand from Amazon, and it's technically the Portuguese translation, but it has both the English and the Portuguese in it, because I can't put that one up for free as an ebook in English, so there's a workaround. Amazon does not want to give me the ability to do free stuff unless I go exclusive, and I don't. So, if you want to find all the places I'm at, you can go to elizabethmccoy.com. And speaking of other cool stuff that isn't exclusive...
Yes, you just need to go to the Space Internet, or Spinternet, as it's called, and go to aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel to find all of these episodes that we put up there. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Lived Roman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, oh, Sandcast, good to hear you. People are, huh, all right. Oh, the warehouse, it did blow up, right? Good, yes, I thought I'd heard it blew up. Good to know. Right, okay, yes, yeah, so I can meet with those. All right, I'll... Yes, I think I can meet with them. I know a neutral location, of course. Good night, everyone.
So, here's the plan. We have a chair made out of sticks tied loosely together, and you sit on it. After we tell everyone that you are a god, and you will forgive them if they let us into the tribe, I use Telekinesis Other to lift you up and have you float around while you yell out, help me, save me. Or should we have a droid for that? I think it's better if we have a droid for that. What do you mean it's been done? We're in the past. It hasn't been done yet. Oh, good night, everyone.